Verse 8. The process of bhajan and the best place for performing bhajan. Tannam roop charitadi sukritinanu smrityo kramena rasna manasi niyojya. Tishtan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naid akhilam iti updesha saram. Translation. While living in Braj, as a follower of the eternal residence of Braj, who possesses inherent spontaneous love for Shri Krishna, one should utilize all his time by sequentially engaging the tongue and the mind in meticulous chanting and remembrance of Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes. This is the essence of all instruction. Upadesh Prakashika Tika. At this point, these questions may arise in the mind of a new sadhaka. Where should one reside to cultivate the devotional activities headed by the chanting of Shri Krishna's name, and how should one go about it? This verse, which constitutes the essence of all instruction, has been composed to answer these questions. The conventional meaning of the name of Krishna is drawn from the verbal root Krish, which means to attract or draw towards oneself. Thus Krishna is famed as the attractor of the hearts of all living entities in the entire world. In Braj, he is known as Yashoda Nandan, he who gives delight to Yashoda. Therefore, all devotees should utilize the entirety of their time in engaging their tongues in performing kirtan of Shri Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, and their minds in remembrance of him. They should reside only in Shri Braj Mandal and follow elevated devotees. How should one follow devotees? By two type of devotion. Vedi means devotion performed in conjunction with the rules and regulations of the scriptures, and Raganuga means spontaneous devotion. Accordingly, there are two type of sadhakas, those who follow the path of Vedi and those who follow the path of Raganuga. Among these two, it is specially desirable to follow a Raganuga Bhakta. The meaning of Tad Anuragi Jananugami is to follow the intimate eternal devotees in Shri Krishna's Vrajalila. One should cultivate Krishna Bhakti under the guidance of these rasic gurus who are themselves followers of the intimate eternal devotees of Shri Vrajendra Nandan, who enact human-like pastimes. Piyush Varshani Vritti. This verse describes the method of bhajan as well as the topmost place for performing bhajan. With the intention of incessantly executing the gradual process of sadhana, one should utilize every moment of his life by engaging the tongue in nicely performing kirtan of Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes, and then the mind in smaran or remembrance upon them. This process should be executed while residing in Braj and under the guidance of devotees who are immersed in Braj Ras. The performance of this manas seva or service rendered within the mind is dependent solely upon residing mentally in Braj. Anuvritti. By following the rules and regulations prescribed in the various verses, a sadhak should draw his mind away from everything unrelated to Shri Krishna and engage his tongue in performing kirtan of Krishna's naam, gun, roop and leela. Then eventually, his mind will be able to enter into constant remembrance, smaran of Krishna. While residing in Braj, he should utilize all his time executing these activities under the guidance of devotees who are adept at relishing Braj Ras. This is the essence of all instructions. In the devotional life of a sadhaka, Shravan Dasha or the stage of hearing comes first. In this stage, he hears Krishna Naam and narration of Krishna's qualities, form and pastimes. By doing this more and more, he gradually becomes more mature. then the stage of Varandasha begins. In this stage, he begins performing kirtan of those topics he was hearing. By performing kirtan with a specific devotional mood one is cultivating, he enters Smarandasha, or the stage of remembrance. Within the category of Smaran, there are five stages: Smaran, Dharan, Dhyan, Anusmriti, and Samadhi. Meditating where the mind sometimes becomes distracted is called Smaran. Smaran which is devoid of such distraction is called Dharana. Unbroken contemplation upon the object of meditation is called Dhyana. When Dhyana is performed constantly, it is called Anusmriti. When one's meditation becomes entirely free from the impediments and wholly uninterrupted, it is called Samadhi. After Smarandasha, one enters the stage known as Apandasha. In this stage, the sadhaka achieves realization of his pure spiritual identity. After this, in the stage known as Sampatti Dasha, he attains Vastu Siddhi. At this time, upon shedding the material body, he finally obtains a spiritual form and is appointed to his eternal service in the spiritual realm. When a devotee following the path of Vedi Bhakti abandons his many varieties of material desires and performs bhajan in accordance with the instructions of Shastra, Sadguru and Vaishnavas, ruchi or taste arises in his bhajan. Upon the appearance of this ruchi, he abandons the path of Vedi Bhakti and enters the path of Raganuga Bhakti. Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Brajvasi Jane Tar Anugat Bhaktira Raganuga Name Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.149. That devotion whose very essence is constituted of eternal spontaneously attachment, raga, is known as ragatmika bhakti. That devotion is preeminent amongst all the forms of bhakti and is principally manifest in the residence of Braj. Devotion which follows in the wake of this ragatmika bhakti is known as raganuga bhakti. Ishte swarsaki ragaha param avishtata bhaved tanmaya bhaved bhakti Satra Ragatmika Odita, Shri Bhakti Swami Sindhu 1.2.272. An unquenchable loving thirst, Premmayi Trishna, for the object of one's affection, Shri Krishna, which gives rise to spontaneous and intense absorption, Swarsaki Param Avishtita, in that object is called Raga. Such Ragmai Bhakti, or the performance of services such as stringing garlands with intense rag, is called ragatmika bhakti. Ragmai bhaktir hai ragatmika naam, taha shuni lubdh hai kaun bhagyavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.152. Bhakti which consists of rag is called ragatmika. If, upon hearing of this, a devotee becomes intensely anxious to obtain such devotion, he is considered to be most fortunate. Lobe brajavasir bhav kare anugati, shastra yukti nahi mane, raga nugera prakriti. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.153. When one follows in the footsteps of the residents of Braj, brajavasis, by cultivating their devotional moods with intense hankering, he does not care for the injunctions of the scriptures or for logic arguments. This is the nature of spontaneous devotion. Bhaiye antre ihar duita sadhan, bhaiye sadak dehe kare shravan kirtan, mane nij siddh deha kariya bhavan, ratri dine kare braje krishnar sevan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.156-157. The sadhan of Raganuga Bhakti is of two types: external, bhaiye, and internal, antra. Externally, one performs hearing and chanting in the sadhak deha, the outer feature of a practitioner of bhakti, eternally, while contemplating one's own perfected spiritual form, one renders service to Sri Krishna in Braj day and night. Seva sadhak rupena sidh rupena chatrihi tadbhav lipsuna karjya braj lokanu saratah. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 1.2.295. A sadhak who has lobe or greed for Raghunuga bhakti should serve Sri Krishna both in the sadhak roop and in the siddh roop in accordance with the bhav of eternal devotees residing in Braj, Braj Parikars, who possesses the same mood for which he aspires. The sadhak roop refers to the physical body in which one is presently situated, and the siddh roop refers to the internally conceived spiritual form which is suitable to serve Krishna according to one's cherished desire. Nija bhisht Krishna presht pachet lagiya nirantar seva kare antar man haiya. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Madhya Leela 22.159. The eternal residents of Braj are known as Krishna presht, very dear to Sri Krishna. Among Krishna's various devotees, those who possess the mood of service towards him for which one intensely hankers are known as Nijabhisht Krishna Prishta. Falling in the footsteps of those beloved devotees of Krishna for whose mood of service one hankers, one should constantly serve Krishna within the mind through one's eternally conceived spiritual form. Krishnam smaram janachasya preshtam nijasamhitam tattat katha ratas chaso kurjat vasam vraje sada. Bhakti Swami Sindhu 1.2.294. The essential meaning of this verse is that in accordance with one's own specific bhav, the sadhak should remember Sri Krishna, and a particular eternal devotee of Krishna who possesses the serving mood for which he aspires. He should be immersed in chanting the names of Sri Krishna which are related to his pastimes in Braj, and in hearing narrations of those pastimes. Also, those names and pastimes should be favorable to the sadhaka's specific service aspirations. Finally, these activities should be performed while residing in Braj. Das sakha pitradi prayasir gan rag marge nij nij bhaver ganan. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Madhya Leela 22.161. There are four modes of service which are included in the path of spontaneous devotion: those of the servants, friends, parents and conjugal lovers. Those desiring to serve in the devotional mellow of neutrality, shant ras, should aspire to be like the cows, sticks, buffalo horns, the flute, kadamba trees and so forth. Those aspiring to serve in the mellow of servitude, dasya ras, should follow servants in Braj such as raktak and patrak. Devotees aspiring to serve in the mellow of fraternity, sakhya ras, should follow Sri Baladev, Sri Dam, Sudam and so forth. Devotees aspiring to serve in the mellow of parenthood, vasalya ras, should follow Sri Nanda and Yashoda. And those aspiring to serve in the conjugal mellow, madhuri ras, should follow cowherd girls, gopis like Lalita and Vishakha. While residing in Braj, one should immerse himself in hearing narrations of the eternal devotees who serve in the mood for which he aspires. There is no greater place than Braj Mandal to perform bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, even such exalted devotees as Brahma and Uddhava pray to take birth there as a blade of grass or a shrub.